than 3,000 police officers are to be deployed during the upcoming visit by Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Nationwide protests are planned during Mr. Herzog's visit, with police warning protesters in Sydney to observe the restrictions in place. A planned protest route that includes Town Hall is in what's deemed a restricted area, with protesters at greater risk of being arrested as they will not have legal protection from charges like obstructing traffic. New South Wales Premier Chris Minn says there'll be a large police presence in place in Sydney on Monday.
We can't have a situation where mourners and protesters are meeting in the city's streets without police being present. We need to make sure that Monday night does not devolve into some kind of conflict on Sydney streets. That would send a horrifying message to the rest of the world and the rest of the country. I'm confident that if common sense prevails and people approach Monday with a bit of respect, then we can get through it.
Following the Bondi attack in December, laws were rushed through state parliament, granting police the power to restrict protests in certain designated areas. Protesters gathering in these locations will not have legal protections against charges like obstructing traffic.